All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. It's 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting in order, and we'll begin the meeting today with an invocation today led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another glorious day in your kingdom. We thank you for the sunshine that follows the rain. We ask your continued blessing on our county and for these leaders up here, not just here in Jefferson County, but across the world, across the nation, across the state. Father, we need you. We need your wisdom. We need your grace. We need your mercy. Help us to always make decisions after prayer. Help us to use our own discernment and the discernment that you give us, and to do things with integrity, not what's in our best interest, Father, but what's in the best interest of the whole. We ask for peace in our world, Father, especially in the Middle East and in the Ukraine. We know that you can do these things, Father, because you can do all things. We ask for your forgiveness. Lead us and guide us, and forgive us where we fail you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. We're going to begin our meeting with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present who wishes to make public comment on any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern and we will accept those comments. If you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on and begin somewhat out of order. We're going to start with the Historical Commission. Item A is to consider, possibly approve, and receive a donation of two historic maps donated by Judge John Stevens and two historic courthouse drawings donated by Elizabeth Brinkman to be displayed in the Jefferson County Courthouse pursuant to Section 81.032 of the Texas Government Code. Judge Stevens, would you come up and give us a yes, sir, an explanation of what we're looking at?
Actually, I've got a third gift for you, another map. These are early maps from depicting 1836, 1837, early Texas, when it was a republic before it became the state. And what's dramatic, of course, and what's wonderful is it depicts Jefferson, the area of Jefferson, which becomes Jefferson County. And in these maps, which I hope that people will be able to enjoy and appreciate it. We can hang in the courthouse here somewhere, these very special maps. And that it dates to a time when we become a republic. In 1836, right after the Battle of the Alamo, we became free. And then it was 1845, we become a state. But in that interim, it was evolving, and Jefferson County was a very important place on the important routes that ended up in San Antonio and the places beyond, but didn't want to present these on behalf of the Historical Commission and myself to the people of Jefferson County, Texas. This is really a magnificent one. I'm going
to... Jen, you want to come up there?
And we'll pass...
And will the ladies that have the drawings come up with Judge Stevens? Thank you.
This claim is proud. New Marlborough. Jefferson is right here. Right there.
Precinct 3.
1837. Taking from the only existing map we know of. The county will enjoy this.
Judge and Commissioner Senegal may have been around then.
think he signed it.
Well, you want to tell us about the framed artwork over there? Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to donate these on behalf of my dad, who devoted his life and his career to public service in Jefferson County. These were in his office at the time of his passing. One is a painting of the courthouse that we have come to know and love today. It actually has the globe at the top that I believe was supposed to be a part of the original design, but I guess that just ended up not happening.
Elizabeth, did I read the whole item on the agenda? So these were, Ms. Brinkman is donating these on behalf of her, from her father's estate.
Yes, and then this one's from the original courthouse that was, I believe, built in 1893 and, to my belief, burned down shortly thereafter.
Yeah, Commissioner Senegal was playing with matches.
Yeah. I was a Boy Scout.
Well, thank you so much. They're beautiful. I had the opportunity to look at them a while ago, and we really appreciate it. You can actually set them up here so they're facing out while we look. And if you have any suggestions, Elizabeth, on...
And thank y'all for having y'all's
frame. On where we should hang them, let us know.
Judge didn't have his frame. Thank y'all for having y'all's frame.
Thank y'all so very much. We appreciate y'all's time today.
It's beautiful.
And your gift. Thank you, Judge.
Somebody's waving magic wand.
I'm not sure what somebody in my ass is.
Somebody near Jeff on back there.
Yeah. He wouldn't want. Okay, we'll move to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider, approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a termite contract for treatment for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with G&G Pest Control from August 13, 2025 to August 12, 2026. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for tax office partitions in the amount of $66,490.45 in accordance with the buy board contract 728-24. Item C will be tabled by purchasing in order for them to look into usage of the machines and whether or not two computer kiosks are required. So do I have a motion on items A and B?
Judge, I have a question. Fran, on B, Did we talk about this, or did it come to us as presentation, or just what?
Y'all approved a budget amendment when it was discussed. It had to go to the historical, be approved by them. And this is, see a budget transfer for some additional.
But that was the one we talked about doing the historical where they had to approve.
Correct.
All right, then. So moved, Judge.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Offer and Erickson. Any discussion?
One quick question. Dale, the new termite, pest control contract and sub-courthouse only covers the first floor. I don't understand that.
We can look into that, sir. Please do.
Because we do have some issues upstairs. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for JP Precinct 1, Place 2 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $600. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for tax office auto dealer for additional costs for Beaumont remodel project in the amount of $27,400. Item C is to receive and file an interlocal agreement with the West Jefferson County Municipal Water District to construct public wastewater system improvements using community development block grant funding. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 529-111 through 529-309. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Judge, before I go there, I want to make sure on B, this is also a part of that?
Yes, sir. This is the additional cost. She's going to be able to use her special fund.
So move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. We've already done the historical commission.
Judge, you didn't have a motion or second on.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. He moved.
I moved.
He seconded. Offered in America. All right. Engineering Department, we have one item to consider, possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an amended resolution of the Jefferson County Subdivision Development Regulations for the purpose of updating authorization references in compliance with Texas General Law Land Office grant requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Judge, did we have a motion and second to accept those gifts?
No, we didn't.
The historic, I don't think we did.
Oh, you're talking about
historic.
That one? Oh,
yeah, I don't think we did.
Okay.
Historic.
Okay.
Is
it moved and seconded on item A under historical commission? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And all right. So we're going to move on to county commissioners. Item A is consider and possibly approve an extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 to file its annual audit pursuant to Section 775.082B of the Texas Health and Safety Code. And item B is a similar extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 pursuant to Section 775.082B of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item C is to receive and file a contract with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, contract number 582250305 for grant funding of $18,000 for the Emergency Management Office for the Local Emergency Planning Committee. Do I have a motion on those items under county commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Sheriff's Department, we have two items. Item A is to receive and file an executed renewal of a law enforcement agency, ORI, and Department of Defense use for helicopter at no cost to the county. And item B is to receive and file a renewal of the Defense Logistics Agency Disposition Services, ORI, for the Sheriff's Office to participate in acquiring federal surplus property. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under tax office, we have one item. To consider approve an erroneous overpayment property tax refund to CoreLogic Tax Services, LLC, in the amount of $3,096.20 in accordance with Property Tax Code Section 31.11. Do we have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Erickson, second by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Visitor Center, we have two items. We're going to table item A, pending request for further information. Item B is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation for an emergency grant to Baptist Hospitals of Southeast Texas Foundation for the first annual Boomtown Barbecue Bash with a recommendation of $5,000. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda item. I did want to mention that next week we will begin Commissioner's Court at 10 a.m. because there's a Port Arthur Chamber of Commerce event that the court will be attending that begins at 11. So we're going to have our closed sessions at 9 and 9:30, our court at 10, so that hopefully we can make it there in time for the event. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public or for future discussion without our taking action? I did want to mention something about our rules of decorum after last week's workshop. Just like at the Texas Legislature, our court is not meant to be a respecter of persons or of either the messenger or the message. We have to treat everybody the same. That does not prohibit, just like at the legislature when you're testifying before a committee, one of the committee members from asking a question of the individual. However, our rules of decorum do provide for 3 minutes comment, so I wanted to advise the commissioners that if y'all would like to move that to 4 minutes or 5 minutes, we can do that. Y'all will just let Fred know and we can put that on the agenda, but regardless of whether we like or don't like a person or what they're saying, we have to treat everybody the same, which is an enforcement of our rules, but we can change the amount of time we allocate. So y'all can give that some thought, and we can take it up in a future meeting should the court decide that they wish to do that.
But, Judge, also, in our decorum, you can, the 3 minutes, but if the sheriff is up there talking, and I say, well, I want to hear just a little more because it expound, it make me understand a little more.
Absolutely. If you want to say, we can do that. I'm interested in that thought. Can you complete it for me?
Right.
That is perfectly okay, and it happens to me at the legislature all the time.
Is it right?
Well, not all the time. Sometimes I say, that's enough. Get out of here.
It tells us to move on.
All right. Anything further, Commissioner? Any elected official?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Smith, Mr. District Clerk.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Come up, bro.
We have an announcement.
Oh, okay. 2027, June 13th through June 17th, we will be hosting the summer conference for our state association, the County District Clerks Association of Texas. Awesome. It'll be the first time that Jefferson County has received this honor. So we've been working very diligently with my good friend, and kind of bossy friend, Shannon. So we look forward to having that, and we'll get folks together, get things rocking and rolling for the assessment team comes down later this year.
Well, that's wonderful news. Thank y'all so very much for working so hard on it. We will really look forward to hosting them, although I've heard that those district and county clerks tore up the last few towns they've been in.
Get a little crazy.
What happens at the summer conference stays at the summer conference.
No confirmation.
Well, that's great news. We'll look forward to working with y'all, and let us know how the court can help you with that.
We want to knock their socks off, let them know who we are, and leave a mark. We want them to come back.
Great. Thank y'all. That's great news. Appreciate y'all bringing that to our attention. Anything further? All right. Well, thank y'all all for being here today. We appreciate your time. We have met Lanny Brown from Congressman Babbitt's office today with an intern who's working in their office who graduated from LCM. And now he's going to school in Baltimore at Johns Hopkins studying public health. So just don't turn into a Yankee.
Whatever you do. That's
good. All right. Thank y'all for being here. We are adjourned.